Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Here we are in the first week of December, and next week there's going to be a big event, and it's going to be the Jamestown Community Chorus Annual Holiday Concerts. And with me today is B.J. Whitehouse, the music director of the chorus. Welcome back, B.J.
Thanks, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And Jessica Wilson, the lead section leader of the Sopranos, is here. Welcome back, Jessica.
Delighted to be here, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. And let's find out everything we want to know about updating ourselves on the Jamestown Community Chorus. B.J., it's been a while. Had a great fall and summer.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. We never really know who's going to be showing up. There's a core of people. We have about 50 singers coming back and putting on the performances next week. The program is referred to as Christmas Baroque, and a lot of the music is from the Baroque era, and our major, the linchpin of this piece, is a beautiful, beautiful Midnight Mass by Marc-Antoine Charpentier from the late 1600s, early 1700s.
Oh, sounds interesting. And Jessica, where will the performances be?
The performances will take place at the Jamestown Recreation Center, which is on the waterfront across from the ferry dock in Jamestown this time.
And that's going to be on the 10th and 11th, correct?
Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 11th at 3 p.m.
Okay. And for your fans out there that want to get more information, they can call a phone number or go to a website?
Yes. The phone number is 401-423-1574. And the website is jamestownchorus.com.
All right, great. All right, let's get back to you, BJ, and talk a little bit about the makeup of the chorus, just in case some people haven't caught our show before where we featured the community chorus. You said it's about 50 singers, male and female about equally split, or?
Surprisingly enough, there's a pretty good balance in there. I mean, most choruses have a difficult time with recruiting men, for example, but we have a pretty good balance between tenors, basses, sopranos, and altos. It's actually kind of fun where I have to tell the tenors, you're too loud.
Well, there you go.
That's not always a given, so.
Right, right. And the chorus has been around for how long?
A long time. It started back in 1949 and was pretty uninterrupted except for a period in the 70s. And it's been going now straight since 1984. I've been there since 1989.
Oh, you didn't start in 1949.
No, I did not.
Okay. But, well, so you've been there since 1980 what?
1989.
89. All right. So a lot of music, as they say, that has gone by the boards. Let's get to the music that's going to be performed. You said the Baroque period, but lots of different things. And let's get to a piece of music to get us in the mood. What do you have for us first?
Well, the first one is going to be very, very familiar. This is not from the Baroque. It's probably from about the 11th century, actually. Veni Emmanuel, or O Come Emmanuel. And this is a lovely arrangement by Alice Parker, who would do the arrangement for the Robert Shaw Chorale. And then we're going to hear the other pieces in here lead up to the Baroque with a beautiful piece by Giovanni Gabrielli from the late Renaissance, Hodie Christus Natus Est, or Today Christ is Born. And what I love about it is the antiphonal quality, two choirs singing. And then we will get to the Midnight Mass by Charpentier. And that's the first piece that we're going to be listening to that is in the Baroque.
All right, but right now we're with O Come, Emmanuel.
Son of God appear.
are now in the mood, as they say, and that's a good thing for this time of year. BJ, the chorus over the years has had, I'm sure, lots of various occupations within the group, lawyers and candlestick makers and bakers and just about everybody else, right? But the age is usually pretty consistent, usually middle to older age, right?
Well, it depends on what you mean by older. I'm not going to take that personally, but there was a time for many years where I was the youngest one in the chorus.
Right.
That stopped about 20 years ago or so. One of the things that we do have on occasion is because of the Navy base nearby, we have a lot of Navy families or military families come in. And so we have a young woman in the soprano section who is a Navy, I want to say Navy, perhaps Army wife. But now we have these two young ladies, one soprano, one alto, who have skewed the median age severely because one is 14 years old and one is 15 years old.
Wow. Well, that's a great thing.
Exactly. When their father was coming over, he is unable to make it because he's of work responsibilities. But these two young ladies come over and the people have taken them under their wing and they're learning their parts and they're just absolutely delightful to have them in there.
That's a great thing. That's not normal for most groups. As a matter of fact, as I have the fortunate opportunity to travel around the country and talk to a lot of audiences involved with my kind of music, barbershop quartet singing, it's interesting to note that as a member of the world's largest male singing organization, our average age for the last almost 10 years now has been going down. And it's because of the same kind of thing you're talking about. We've been getting a lot of young people, probably because of shows like The Sing-Off and, you know, The Voice and different things and a lot of a cappella music in the schools. So that's a great thing. And Jessica, now you have someone to associate with, someone that's more your age than BJ.
Oh, yes. It's a pleasure to have these young people with us.
Now, either one of them in your section?
One of them is a soprano, yes.
One is a soprano, okay. And How do you manage to teach people the music? Do they have to learn that on their own, or as a section leader are you kind of banging out notes at them?
My job as section leader is more administrative.
Okay.
I send out group emails to arrange a sectional rehearsal once every session.
I see.
And so, you know, I have to get...
You leave the beating to BJ.
Right. And but we have some quite accomplished musicians in our section who will lead the rehearsal.
Oh, great. All right. All right. Well, that's all good news. BJ, we're going to go to another piece of music. What is next?
The next piece we're going to listen to is a favorite of mine. It's an antiphonal piece of music, which means it's double choir. So there's like an echo. And this was written by Giovanni Gabrielli in the Renaissance. So we've moved from the Middle Ages and now we're into the Renaissance. We're heading toward the Baroque. But this is called Hodie Christus Natus Est. It is for two choruses. It is Today Christ is Born. It is a piece that would have been sung at St. Mark's in Venice. And it's just an absolute joy to sing, having two ensembles on opposite sides of the concert hall.
Thank you.
BJ, we have time to get one more piece of music in before our first break. What do you have for us now?
Well, this is the linchpin of our concert, Christmas Baroque. This is from Marc-Antoine Charpentier's Midnight Mass for Christmas Time, and this is the Kyrie.
We will listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Jamestown Community Chorus. BJ Whitehouse is here, and Jessica Wilson, and we've been talking about the concert coming up on December 10th and 11th, just a week away. So, Jessica, let's give people the information one more time to make sure they know where and when they're supposed to go.
The concerts will take place at the Jamestown Recreation Center, which is a different venue for us from often in the past. We performed at a church in Jamestown, but the Recreation Center has more space, and so we will be there, 41 Canonicus Avenue. Mm-hmm. It's on the waterfront in Jamestown, and the concerts are Saturday, December 10th, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, December 11th, 3 p.m.
And if they'd like to get tickets in advance, they can do that by calling a phone number?
Yes. Advance tickets can be reserved at 401-423-1574 and also on the chorus website, jamestownchorus.com. Tickets will be available at the door as well.
Unless they're sold out, of course.
Unless they're sold out.
Well, that could happen. It's happened to you in the past. So how much bigger is this space than the church that you used to perform in, roughly? Is this seat a couple hundred people?
It probably holds 50 more seats.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, there's 50 more lucky people that can get to listen. But you do not rehearse there, right? You still rehearse somewhere
else? We have our dress rehearsal there, but no, we rehearse at the Central Baptist Church in Jamestown, a lovely space, and we're fortunate to be able to use it.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a while, but I want to get back to BJ and the fact that, you know, some of the music we listen to, there's a great orchestration and so forth, and you have been very fortunate over the years to have someone that accompanies you by the name of Janet Grant. I know she was with you for a long, long time, but not anymore.
Well, I tell everybody one of the best decisions I ever made, aside from marrying my wife, was hiring Janet back in 1989. And she was a fantastic accompanist, still is, a musician, music director over Newport at Channing Church. But this was the year where I got that phone call. Mm-hmm. And it was time for her to retire from the community chorus. It's a lot of work. She put a lot of time in.
Right.
And we were obviously very sad to hear. I was very sad to hear. In fact, I said, I'm not going to accept your resignation, jokingly, of course. But we were very fortunate, however, to be able to hire somebody else who has her own style and has her own expertise. And Dawn Chung is the new Jamestown Community Chorus accompanist, and I have known of her. I have worked with her in the past, and we couldn't be any more pleased. If we had to lose Janet, we are right. Very pleased to have gained Dawn.
Well, that's a good thing, then. That's great news, and we wish the best to Janet, obviously, and wish the best to Dawn on the new adventure she's about to partake. Okay, let's get to another piece of music, and what do you have there?
Well, one of the things I want to make sure is some of these recordings, obviously, are not the community chorus. We heard the Kyrie by the London Symphonia, believe it or not. And I don't want anybody coming under the impression that we're going to have a full chamber orchestra. We are going to have an excellent pianist playing a wonderful piano. But the next piece we're going to listen to is from an oratorio, and it's a little out of order in terms of timing. And it's from the Romantic period by Saint-Saëns. This is his "Wherefore do the heathen rage?" Why are they so angry? From his Christmas oratorio from the 19th century.
Yeah.
Rolling along our musical trail, where do we lead to next?
Well, we're going to just dip back 150 years or so to J.S. Bach and his Christmas Oratorio, which is one of my favorite pieces. It is just, it's beautiful. It's so much fun to sing. Fun's not really the word, I suppose. It's unbelievably rewarding to sing. And I chose one of the choruses from it, Glory to God, from his oratorio. And it is challenging. Without a doubt, the melisma that the singers have to learn is pretty impressive. Those are the runs throughout the piece. And every so often, I just, in rehearsal, have had to yell, page 42! and that's where we're at. And some people are looking, we're getting it.
You're getting the blank looks.
And by next week, this will be perfect.
Yeah, well, good. That'll be a good time for it to be perfect. Here we go. Jessica, we talked earlier about how people can get tickets and a date and so forth, but, you know, Jamestown Community Chorus is a very up-to-date organization. You even have a Facebook page, right?
Oh, yes, we have a Facebook page.
Well, that's great. So people can get information there. Can they see pictures of BJ if they go on Facebook, probably? Yeah.
I think so, yes.
Well, that's great. And then at the concert, if they print those pictures, BJ will autograph them for them, right?
I would be more than happy to do so.
See that? All right. For free now.
Of course.
All right. Okay. All right. So Facebook. And how about ticket prices? Where do ticket prices range from?
Tickets are $15, $12 for seniors, students, and children this time.
So a discount for seniors, students, and children. And if you're one of the remaining small minority left, you pay full price.
That's right.
All right. Which is still extremely, extremely reasonable. BJ, time for one more piece before we take our next break. What is this one?
We're going to come kind of a full circle here in that the first piece we listened to, O Come Emmanuel, was from the Middle Ages, late Middle Ages. This piece has a great deal in common with that. It's called Today the Virgin, written by John Tavener in 2006. So this one's only 10 years old, but it has some harkens back to that era.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
With the angels and the shepherds, give glory to the child. Alleluia.
Mary, my wife, oh, Mary, my wife, what do I see? I took you blameless before the Lord from the priests of the temple. What do I see?
Rejoice, oh, God, with the angels and the shepherds, give glory to the child. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Mary, my bride, oh, Mary, my bride, what do I see? You, a virgin, giving birth, strange mystery.
Rejoice, O world, with the angels and the shepherds, give glory to the child. Alleluia.
On Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Jamestown Community Chorus talking about their big concerts coming up just a week from now, the 10th and 11th. And BJ Whitehouse is here, and Jessica Wilson. Jessica is the section leader of the Sopranos. And Jessica, we talked a little bit about Facebook and a little bit about the date and time and place. I want to review that one more time at the end of the show, so that if people grab a pencil, they can write those things down. I guess my question is, BJ, you mentioned just before that last piece of music that it was only 10 years old. And that's, I think, for most people, kind of unbelievable that something that would be in a program is only 10 years old. Or, you know.
Well, when we talk about modern music, people are still referring to modern music as things from the 20th century.
Right.
Here we are in the 21st century.
Right.
So, you know, modern music is still Aaron Copland.
Right.
Well, no, not really. I mean, it is 20th century, and it's kind of an American Romantic type music, if you wanted to put it in some style. But in this case, Tavener was a minimalist, I suppose, if you're going to try to cage him anywhere.
Put him in a category.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, what I'd like to listen to, if you don't mind, is something I would imagine most of our listeners know. Most of our listeners have sung many, many, many times over the years. And that in my concerts, when we get to a familiar piece like this, I would be a little disappointed if I didn't hear some humming coming from the audience.
Hmm.
So we will have, as we do in all of our concerts, we will have a sing-along that will follow toward the end of the concert. But in this case, I think we don't even need to introduce this next one. I think everybody probably will know what it is.
And they can sing along at home.
Absolutely.
Now, see, in my concerts, I always say if people know the song and they want to sing along, don't, because they'd mess us up.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Thank you.
Herald Angels Sing. See, I was singing along here, and I'm sure a lot of people were at home. And we have another one that they could sing along to.
Again, one of the challenges of singing very, very familiar carols, and I like, we'll do Away in a Manger as well, but the next one, everybody will know, it's tuned by Handel, text by Isaac Watts. And as soon as you start singing it, everybody just goes into automatic mode from when you were 16 years old singing in a church choir. And, well, the arrangement's pretty four square, but yeah, there are a few little changes. And so, again, I challenge people not to sing along with this one. See what happens, because you will end up singing along with it anyway.
All right.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in room.
Joy to the world. A great thing for us to think about this time of year, every time of year, but specifically now. And that was a rousing arrangement.
Alice Parker wrote for, arranged for Robert Shaw forever. And I had the pleasure of working, well, in a workshop with her some years ago, and just a fantastic musician. And she did all of those arrangements. The things that we hear, for the most part, I think Alice Parker had quite a hand in.
Excellent. All right. I want to get back to Jessica and talk about, I said we would one more time talk about the who, when, where, how of it. But before we do that, I just want to ask you a question about people that might want to get involved in the group. How do they go about that? And do you have auditions at a certain time of year, or can people come and visit rehearsals, that kind of thing?
Well, our concert is open to everybody who loves to sing. We look for sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. We have two seasons. We start once in September and once in January. So we'll start the second week in January, probably. We rehearse Monday nights at the Central Baptist Church in Jamestown. Anybody can walk in.
And what time? 7 o'clock?
Yes.
7 o'clock, Monday nights at the Jamestown Central Baptist Church.
99 right. Narragansett Avenue.
How much musical experience do they need? Do they
zero?
Zero.
All they need is a love of singing.
Wow. Well, that's a great thing.
Yeah. We don't have formal auditions. BJ will do a brief vocal assessment to help somebody determine which section that they should sing in. And within a section, whether they would sing first or second soprano, for example.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Now, I'm going to take a line from Music Man, BJ. You might remember this, where Harold Hill is trying to teach the school board to sing, and he says, "Sing ice cream," and the school board guy says, "I don't sing." And I thought that's a great life lesson, because if you can speak, pretty much you can sing, right?
Absolutely.
There'll be levels of talent.
But. Well, I mean, I use this story all the time. I loved to play football in high school. I was never going to go anywhere but high school football, but I could still play. And even now, I love baseball. And if I wanted to, I can go out and play catch. I'm probably not going to make the major leagues at this point. But you can still sing. You don't have to think about singing at the Met or being Mariah Carey or anybody. You can still get out there and join your neighbors and sing. And I tell everybody that basically the Jamestown Community Chorus is 50 friends you probably haven't met yet.
That's a great way to look at it. And singing is good. Singing is good for you. It makes you feel good. Can't be mad or disappointed at the World Series if you're singing. That's a little inside joke for our audience. BJ is a lifelong Cleveland Indians fan, so I had to get that in there one time.
Thank you, Michael.
But I think they did great by getting into the World Series this year. No, he is resisting comment. All right, Jessica, I'll go back to you quickly so that he doesn't reach across the desk here, and tell us where and when the concerts will be.
Yep. Our concert, the title is Christmas Baroque. It's at the Jamestown Recreation Center, downtown in Jamestown, 41 Canonicus Avenue. Tickets are $15 general admission, $12 for seniors, students, and children. Available at the door or by previous reservation, advance reservation at 401-423-1574 or through the chorus website, jamestownchorus.com.
Excellent. And even on the Facebook page, probably, right?
Yes. And on our Facebook page, actually, three merchants in Jamestown also sell our tickets.
Oh, and where are they?
Jamestown Hardware, Baker's Pharmacy, and The Secret Garden.
Oh, that's great.
So you can patronize them and buy tickets to our concert at the same time.
That would be a great thing to do. And we have a little bit more music to go. We're going to kind of put some pieces together here, BJ. But before we do that, I want to wish you all the best and thank Jessica for coming in, spending time with us this evening, and looking forward to the concert just a week away, right?
Yes, just a week. Thank you, Mike.
Well, nice to see you again. And BJ, the putting all the music together for a concert like this, and I guess my question is always, what inspires you to select such certain pieces of music versus just saying, okay, we're going to open a book and sing Christmas carols?
Well, I always like to challenge the chorus a little bit. And so there's a few pieces in the program that are musically challenging. I like to provide new material because there's so much beautiful choral music to be sung in the first place. And we've never sung the Charpentier Mass before. Sometimes I like to put in a minor work like that. And sometimes we'll do a Hops concert. Sometimes we'll do all Broadway. Sometimes we'll do a concert version of The Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan. I like eclecticism. I like choosing from different styles. And the next few songs we're going to hear are very different styles. The first piece we're going to listen to by Morten Lauritzen is Robert Graves' poem set to his music. Again, this was about 1986, 80s, and mid-80s that Lauritzen wrote this. She tells her love while half asleep. It's very different, and this is sung by our small ensemble, a group of about 12, 16 people who get together after rehearsals or on the weekends to learn these parts. And this is a challenging, challenging piece of music, but absolutely gorgeous. The orchestra part will be played by our new accompanist, Don Chung, and I couldn't be any prouder of these people for giving this one a try. It's gorgeous. Now, on the other hand, I will apologize for the last two pieces. They come from the musicological journey through the 12 Days of Christmas by Craig Courtney, and if you are familiar with this piece, each piece is basically Mr. Courtney stole a style from the Renaissance, from the Baroque, from the Romance, Romantic eras, and so forth. And it's the 12 Days of Christmas with a partridge in a pear tree, but sung in plain chant, for example. Hmm. Or we hear the Eight Maids Milking, and the Eight Maids are the Valkyries by Wagner. And so the styles you hear coming up are hysterical, and then the 12 Drummers Drumming is, the end of it, is an homage to John Philip Sousa. So we're going to be listening to two of them.
All right.
And again, I would challenge the audience to try to figure out who the composers are that these are based on.
All right. Excellent. A little quiz there for the end. All right. Well, thanks again, BJ, for coming in. We'll look forward to seeing you after the first year preparing for your spring concert.
Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. Here we go. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Despite our fall, our so.
Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.